Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. For more than 2 years, Boston Public School teachers and Superintendent Carol Johnson have been fighting over how much teachers should be paid if the school day is lengthened and how much longer the day should be. That's been a major hurdle in contract negotiations. But now there may be a resolution. The result would be a school day that's 2 hours longer at a select number of schools yet to be decided, plus possibly 3 hours on Saturday. Teachers would be paid the contractual hourly rate for the extra time they work. The change has come about suddenly as a result of a policy Johnson says she'll impose, as she has the right to do under the union's current contract.
It was created in 1986. It allows the superintendent to designate schools and extend the day by 2 hours. It also creates some flexibility in staffing at these schools. And we think that this is a way for us to at least begin to address the issue of time. It's not an ideal because we certainly had hoped that we would reach an agreement that would impact lots more students.
Johnson had wanted all the schools in the district to have lengthened days, but the current contract lets her designate certain struggling schools as Project Promise schools and then lengthen the days there. Teachers who want to remain at those schools would basically have to apply for those jobs and be accepted. If they're not accepted or don't want to work the extended day, the district would transfer them to another school.
She absolutely has the right to impose this provision. And that's fine.
That's Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stuttman. He says the union is generally okay with Johnson's new plan, but doesn't understand how it came about. According to him, during negotiations over the last 2 days, the union proposed extending the day not by 2 hours at a smaller number of schools, but by 1 hour at twice as many schools.
I mean, we don't care one way or another whether she does it on our end. We think it makes more sense, however, to spread the wealth and involve twice as many students. We not only think our idea is better, we think she agrees with us. That's why we are perplexed by her sudden shift, which unfortunately is no different than her other sudden shifts.
Stuttman says that in June, Superintendent Johnson decided to reduce the extended day at two schools from 2 hours to one. Johnson says she did that because the state stopped funding the longer day, but that by imposing the Project Promise plan at some schools, the longer extended day will return.
We will be reinstating the 2 hours at those two schools. I think that what we've learned is that just having the 2 hours isn't enough. They have to be strategically used, and they have to be used in ways that really focus on academic achievement for students.
Superintendent Johnson also says that despite the union's claim that extending the day for half as much time at twice as many schools would cost the same amount as her idea, it would actually cost more because the union wants more money under that proposal. The district hasn't yet determined how many schools might become Project Promise schools with a 2-hour extended day, but it would take until at least the 2013-2014 school year to make the necessary staffing and transportation changes to roll out the program.